singing. I was leaving for with the storm and the night behind me, and a road of my own. With the day came the resolution, I'll be looking for you. Strangest places, there wasn't a stone that I left unturned. Must have tried more than a thousand faces, and not one was aware of the fire that burned.
In my heart, in my mind, in my soul.
On a July morning, I was looking for love with the strength of a new day dawning and the beautiful sun. And at the sound of the first bird singing, I was leaving for home with the storm and the night behind me, yeah, and the road of my own.
With the day came the resolution, I'll be looking for you.
That was Uriah Heep, the greatly unheralded, shall we say, Uriah Heep. Man, they just should have been huge. They had Easy Living, and then in the 80s, they had Abominog, which sort of, But the classic Uriah Heep, man, early 70s stuff, it rocks. That is by request to Tom in Natick. Before that, that was July Morning off of Look at Yourself, which had the mirror cover, which is tough to find used. I must tell you, when I was buying used records, it's hard to find a copy of that actually reflected. That was from 71. West Bruce and Lang gave us Love is Worth the Blues off of Why Don't Ya? From 1972, Leslie West, Jack Bruce, and Corky Lang. I don't want to make fun of his name, but it's Corky. Great hard rock drummer, though. Speaking of hard rock, Deep Purple with Living Wreck off of Deep Purple In Rock from 1970. And I think In Rock is a better all-round album than Machine Head. And like every, you know, Deep Purple fan thinks I'm nuts, I think it's a better album. So there you go. And that was that set of music, gang. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. We are together for another 50 minutes. And we are going to start that by going to Scotland and the year 1975. Dig it and dig it deep. Foghat Gang. Yes, Foghat sort of explains why they faded into the sunset eventually. But believe it or not, Take It or Leave It is off of Fool for the City. Fool for the City, Slow Ride, and Take It or Leave It. That's from 75. Alice Cooper with the most awesome grand finale off of School's Out, 1972. No one plays any cut on the radio except School's Out. School's Out's a great song. There's an entire album, many of which is better because it doesn't have like the little pop hook things going on. Okay, enough of me yapping. Before that, Free with Heavy Load. Nice mellow blues thing. Very bad company ballady sounding, for obvious reasons. And that is off of Fire and Water from 1970, which is the album that their massive hit was on. Before that, Sensational Alex Harvey Band with Shark's Teeth off of Tomorrow Belongs to Me from 1975. Sensational Alex Harvey Band were from Scotland, and they were cool, a little wacky, but cool. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together playing with Vinyl Gang for another, excuse me, another throat-clearing 29 minutes. How's that for a segue? Bubbles in the Think Tank is in two, at least two, of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned. Until then, we have a band that everyone will know their name and everyone will know one song by the band. And they may even know it as a cover instead of the original version. But these guys are great. They put out a ton of records, and dig it and dig it deep.
Get your ears lowered down to the speakers so you can understand what I'm talking about. You know, it seems like no matter where we go to play a concert at, there's one thing that remains constant. From the beginning to the very end of the show, you can always count on about 100 to 500 people down in the very front row screaming one word at the top of their lungs. Boogie! And sometimes the feeling prevails upon them so hard, beloved, that they just have to mount up on the stage and get to gigging with the band. And when they do, uh-oh, here comes the security buzz, and the scene is something like this. Hey, you guys are really good, man. I dig up on you guys. When you gonna play Smoking in the... Ow! 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 Man, you made me drop my bottle of wine on the floor. See, there you go. So we're gonna dedicate this song to everybody listening. Because the ones that get into it are definitely the kings of the party!
Kings of the party, the baddest people alive.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance of recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. That was the James Gang, getting mellow like Foghat did, but not as awful. That was It's All the Same off of Thirds from 1971, named because the band was going off in three things instead of being a band anymore, mainly because Joe Walsh was like ridiculously talented and driven. Before that, Humble Pie, Sweet Peace and Time off of Smokin' from 1972, which I believe was issued to every teenager and preteen in 1972, because everybody had that album. Everybody had that album. And I still do. Brownsville Station, so much more than smoke in the boys' room. They gave us Kings of the Party off of School Punks from 74. Brownsville Station, man, why they did not get more airplay, I do not know. They did so much cool stuff, and their attitude, it's rock and roll. They're having fun. They're, you know, they're kings of the party. Who can argue with that? I can't. You can't. Because you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Minds, all vinyl special. We got 12 more minutes, and then Bubbles in the Think Tank takes over. Two of the silliest hours you'll experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. And what are we going to do now? We're going to take a train ride. Dig it and dig it deep.
Happy
UK. That was Grand Funk with The Railroad. So clever. That is off of We're an American Band. And guess what single was on that album? We're an American Band from 1973.